Of the 8 FedEx workers killed by a gunman in Indianapolis last week, 4 of the victims were Sikh, a faith community connected to the Punjab region of India. Authorities say they haven't determined whether the gunman was targeting Sikh workers, but a coalition of Sikh leaders is now imploring the Biden administration to tackle the long-standing problem of hate crimes against Sikh communities. Let's bring in K.P. Singh. He's an artist and leader of Sikh Satsang of Indianapolis, one of the largest temples in the city. K.P., welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Mosley. Pleasure.
Pleasure to have you. You know, KP, I know it's been a heavy and traumatic last few days for you. I want to first express my condolences and also ask how you're doing today.
Very kind of you to express your condolences. We are expressing in the Sikh community, the loss is not just of the members of the Sikh congregation here. There are losses of all 8 precious lives. Yes, 4 of them happen to be Sikhs. And so we are especially grieving that part because we are not a very large community. When I came to the city of Indianapolis after my graduation at the University of Michigan, there were only 1 or 2 Sikhs. Today there are maybe as many as 5,000 to 7,000 Sikhs here. And so they're all stunned in disbelief.
This tragedy, I can imagine, feels painfully familiar. In 2012, 6 Sikh people were shot to death at a temple in Wisconsin known as the Oak Creek shooting. And after 9/11, Sikhs were targeted by people who confused Sikhs as Muslims. You know, KP, I can imagine this particular point is painful too, to be mistaken for another group that we know is also unfairly targeted because of ignorance and prejudice. What has the healing process looked like for the Sikh community over the last few days there in Indianapolis?
Ms. Mosley, if I can say that, it has been incredibly reassuring how many people of every faith, culture, community, in a very affectionate way, they have reached out personally to K.P. Singh because I've been here so long, but they have reached out to the Sikh community in very formal and very informal and almost like a family-like way. It's reassuring that we as Americans, not just as necessarily as Sikhs or individual faiths, rally to that kind of challenge as one family.
And now there is this effort, this push to have the White House to take on this effort of healing. In a letter to the White House on Saturday, the Sikh coalition implored the administration to tackle this long-standing concern that hate crimes against Sikhs go undetected and unchallenged. And among the ideas, the coalition is asking for the appointment of a Sikh liaison in the White House and a public awareness campaign about what it means to be a Sikh American. What would you like a public awareness campaign to look and sound like?
Ms. Mosley, I have been an advocate that by learning about one another, we can dispel distrust, we can dispel stereotyping, we can dispel identity issues with regard to mistaken identity. So when we are talking about liaison, I am not limiting myself to a liaison just at the White House, which is very important, but I'm thinking of a liaison at every level.
The coalition is also asking for President Biden to meet with the impacted families in Indiana and the Sikh American community on the next anniversary of the Oak Creek shooting, which will be on August 5th. If he takes the coalition up on that offer, what would you like to say to him?
That we should be really thinking about this lingering challenge for the Sikhs who don't wear a turban because they want to please you, Ms. Mosley. They don't wear it because they want to displease you. The whole idea of being able to wear your articles of faith and to be accepted that as a police officer, to be accepted that in the military, to be accepted that in our job situations, Sikhs have been in this great blessed country for over 125 years. They have paid their dues, and it is time that they are looked at as equal citizens who deserve just a little nudge. We will do the heavy lifting.
KP, you mentioning that Sikhs have been in this country for more than 125 years, it got me thinking about your art. And what struck me most about your drawings of these beautiful skylines and landscapes is that we're seeing through your eyes the beauty of Indianapolis and really this country of ours. Your art is kind of a love letter to this country. Do you feel this country loves you back?
Absolutely, Ms. Mosley, absolutely. Because the drawings really came about as a result of the city of Indianapolis deciding to tear down some historic buildings. They are part of a heritage. We will never have those structures 2,000 years old as they are all over India if we just keep creating parking lots and destroying the structures that are 150, 175 years old. So my argument all throughout these years has been that we are really not that far apart as you think, that there is the same reverberating thought that is really running through the scriptures in terms of the power of God, the glory of God, loving another human being, all humanity being one people, one brotherhood.
K.P. Singh, local leader in the Indianapolis Sikh community. K.P., thank you so much for this conversation.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for this great opportunity, and you have a blessed and beautiful day.